Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out everyone does sound better in the shower.
And it turns out the General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
'Cause it's the only thing I wanna do. I never stop.
Can't unhear that.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with the General.
I'm watching you from afar, baby.
Gene. Are you still?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Dive. I can't hear you. Don't worry.
I tried to call you on Skype, too.
You on here? This is a product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Odeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic this evening is Spirituality, A New Perspective, interview with UFO researcher Eugene Braxton. Society exists as a hypnotic state. A great sleep, we awaken from this sleep when we are ready because the sleep no longer serves us. Today, more of you are awakening than ever before. We are sleeping in different beds. This bed is called Muslim. The other is called Hindu. The other is called Christian. And on it goes. Endless separate beds to sleep in. It is only when we awaken that we realize that none of us were born in separate beds. And that was by Till Swan, one of my favorites. All right, family. So tonight, I'm really, really excited. We have, I would call him a metaphysical genius on this show tonight with us. I'm extremely honored to have Mr. Eugene Braxton on with us this evening. He's going to share a very, very interesting perspective on near death, UFOs. Maybe he give us a taste on the subject of melanin and many abduction, alien abduction, you name it. And through it all. So we have him on here tonight. I am honored to have him on here. This is going to be a lot of fun. Despite what's happening on Facebook Live, kicking me off because of my music and everything. But that's a small matter. The show goes on. Block Talk is rock steady. We have him on this evening. So I want to introduce the guest this evening. Mr. Braxton, are you there?
I'm here, Terrence. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing good. We're honored to have you on with us tonight, and so we're going to continue this interview. So I want to start off I want the audience to get to know a little bit about you. You've done some amazing things. You've done a lot of research. Many people have benefited. Many doctors, many scholars have benefited from your research. How did you get into this line of work?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Terrence. And I want to thank Lloyd Strayhorn for introducing us, too.
Yes.
He's a good friend of both of us. I began having psychic experiences as a kid. I was six. And they continued throughout the teen years, heavily, especially from 6 to 16, and then into the 20s and 30s, where with the teen years being the strongest. But they continued on even until this decade, and I'm about 60 now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, you know, back then, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. By the time 70 came, I was 11, and then in 80, I was 21. So then you couldn't, if you were to talk, if in the 70s or 60s, if you were to say, look, I saw a UFO, or I had a dream about them, or I saw one in the woods, or they're coming to get me, they would take you to a crazy house back then. You know, the guys in the white coats would come in the white, like, hospital car and straitjacket you and take you away. But in the end of the 90s, and I had my near death in 74, but by the by the late 70s, 78, near-death research started. So within 10 years of that, from 78 to 85, let's say, it became okay to talk about life after death, dying and coming back, because the hospitals were beginning to resuscitate people better and better, and people were coming back with afterlife stories. And
right.
So that's when I started looking into the near-death research, because I saw some things I had heard on TV shows and stuff that weren't how mine was. So I studied privately. At the same time, I kept developing the psychic powers on the side. I had them in the teens and age, 10 and under, and the teens. So in the 20s and 30s, I started developing them with various exercises, which we'll probably get into later. But I looked at all the near-death stuff. Thought it was really interesting. In the 90s, I was at mom's, and while she was making us some food, she had a magazine on her coffee table. So I read it because the front page was talking about near-death, and I was soaking up all that kind of paranormal information throughout the years, too, since I began having these things. I started learning to try and figure out what they were. So I contacted this guy. I read his article. He seemed like he was really interested in the reality of the life after death experience, near death experience. And I had a good one. And I remembered a good amount. So he told people who in the magazine, it was Newsweek. If you guys want to write me and ask me any questions or tell me about your experiences, do. So I had a group of Spanish and Black friends. We were making a film, which was turned out to be a good documentary. And it's called My North Philadelphia. But they were having experiences too, all of us had. But I was the only one who wrote to the scientist. And then I forgot all about it. And 2 months later, he wrote back and invited me to join him in research. So I thought it was a normal college doctor from Penn State or Notre Dame or something like that. It turned out to be the number one near-death scientist in the world. So I said, well, yes. So I said, instead of telling him what happened, let me tell him what really happened. And so that's how it started with these scientists and psychics.
Wow. So he came to you, he heard about you, he wanted to interview you and do research on your experiences, basically.
Yeah, I wrote him a letter telling him about all the stuff that I have had. Because the scientists wanted to... they were okay with having adults who had these experiences, but what they really wanted was looking for childhood experiencers because as they grew up with it, they would be more familiar with it than a 25-year-old football player who suddenly died and came back to life.
Right. Where,
and I had been having dreams, flying dreams, all kinds of dreams, to the point where I was able to control the dreams. I could go into a dream. I could realize that it was in the dream. That's called lucid dreaming. The dreams led right to out of body. And from a dream, just especially like a falling dream, you can go into an out of body. I was having a falling dream once. In fact, this was a repeating falling dream. And by like the 2 months of that, I had one night and I said, wait a second, this is that same dream. So if I hit, I'm not going to get hurt. So I let myself fall. And then I started to slow down, and I said, well, wait a second. If I'm slowing down, maybe I can fly. When I said fly, I started flying in the dream. Now, and then I was so excited that I woke up, this would happen later. If you wake up in a dream, you will wake up in real life but invisible, or else you will wake up in that dream world where you want to be. But usually in a dream, like say a falling dream, you start falling. You realize that you're flying or falling. You realize it's a dream. Once you realize that, your level of consciousness will change. So will your spirit body. We'll get into that too. And you'll wake up in real life, but invisible, that which is an out of body. So they go together between the out of bodies. And once you start having the out of bodies, like we were talking about earlier, then the nighttime experiences start to happen in daytime, where you'll be having dream experiences and out-of-bodies at night, and then psychic stuff happening in the daytime, like deja vu and stuff like that and other stuff. So the study of dreams and our sleep habits, and the best way to develop this is through meditation, is the best way to, if you really want to get deep into this field of esoteric spiritual science, is to first have a good foundation to start from so that you can know every aspect of it. Because they're all related in some different kind of way. Just like that saying, my father's house has many mansions. That's true. And you can go from doorway to doorway. And the doorway to this warehouse of psychic experiences is through meditation, exercising, which will lead to dreams, and fasting, which will lead to out of bodies, and then the daytime experiences will happen. And then you'll be a current sperm, and you'll keep having experiences, even if you don't want them. But there are ways to stop them.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me ask you something, and I'm going to jump out of the dreams for a second. So UFOs, what is their connection to dreams and to this? That's the first half of the question. And if they exist, what does their presence mean for the human race? Like, how do we connect the dots? Why do they matter?
I mean, we can, even though they're all separate experiences, they are linked together because they are in that spiritual world. It's not easy. Like, say if some grandma or 15-year-old were listening now, it wouldn't be easy for them to jump from dreams to UFOs because there's a lot of turf in between. But I can definitely answer the question. So you say, what was the first part? What do dreams have to do with UFOs, or is there a...
What dreams have to do with UFOs, if any, right? And UFOs exist. What does their presence mean for the human race?
Okay.
Why do we need to, like, why should I care?
Well, the person should actually care about life after death before the aliens, because we will die. But only approximately, 1 in 10 will see a UFO. It may be even a little bit more, but most people won't see a UFO, but everyone will die. So that is actually more important, but just as exciting as the UFO thing, because the UFO thing is happening now, whereas the life after death will happen in the future, or if you had a near death, it's already happened in the past. But they're both important. But as far as the dreams and the UFOs, now, the aliens also... they say go with the UFOs. And so it's important if a person has a dream of a UFO, but it's even more important if they have dreams of aliens. The aliens are slyly deceptive, like this. They come at night. They come at night when you're usually in a sleep mode or a drowsy mode. They're never really... It can happen when you're fully awake, but 90% of the time they come when your levels of consciousness, conscious awareness, are down, down, down. And they say that a human could actually beat up a single alien if the human were at full awake consciousness, like we are now. So we have to be dulled down into a almost drug-like sleep stupor, and then they operate us on us. Now, it used to be back in the 60s, and 50s and 70s, where people say that they saw actual aliens coming into their bedrooms, like Betty Hill, where they said they saw them physically. But just like the flying saucer craft have changed, like back then it used to be like a flying saucer, like that lost in space type of thing. But now they are coming as spheres. Like it looked like a round moon or a planet or a round ball. And these are actually spheres of consciousness. Like they are alive. It's partially physical and partially spiritual, and we are also physio-spiritual. We're physical, but our second half, which is our dreaming and the same body that we will live on after death, that's our spiritual side. And that's the side we have to get to know deeply and fast, because it's. I mean, imagine going through a world and never dreaming. Even worse, it's even worse to go through a world and never be in contact with your higher soul self, which is that invisible spirit body that is always in you except when you sleep. Person goes to sleep. They don't get their energy from knocking out. What really happens, and this was kind of proven in 1927 by this out-of-body expert named Sylvan Muldoon, some Scottish guy, but he was American. And I read his stuff because his book was really mainly about outer bodies, and everything he said was exact. He's the only one who I've seen who knew that as much as me about outer bodies. And I've had about 12,000 at the lowest count. And so he had a lot, too. And he he's right when he says that when the person goes to sleep, usually they don't feel it, but their body is paralyzed. And this happens at death, too, because paralyzation happens at death, during sleep, and also happens during an alien abduction. And as you learn more about one of these fields, you see how it relates to them all. So when the person goes to sleep, it's not the sleep knocking out that charges them. It's the spirit body slowly coming up out of the physical and recharging in the electromagnetic energy that's in the air. The East Indians call it prana, and the Chinese call it qi. It's the electromagnetic force that's all around us. And in the movies, they call it the force, like in Star Wars. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. And we get energized when our spirit body comes out of the physical when we're asleep, because it's not going to abandon you when you're awake. It's going to stay inside you. It comes out of the physical, and we can explain the exact way it takes. It's also explained in the book in Chapter 3. Spirit body, when you're asleep, it's the real you that will live on after death. It comes out of the physical, even if you're on your back or your side. It recharges in the air and may also even go for a visit, a voyage on its own. And say while you're recharging, you decide to fly, and your physical body will be experiencing that flight too. And when you realize in that dream, wait a second, I can't fly, you will then awaken in your higher spirit body. And then you have a full out of body. So there are different ways you can have out of body, and there are different ways to. And the after effects from a powerful dream or even one out of body comes almost as close to the after effects from a near death or a UFO. And when you start having those things, it leads up to one and to the another and to the other. They're steps. But so getting back to the end, so we recharge, our spirit body recharges when we go to sleep. It comes out of our body just a few feet up, and then it literally stands itself up. The book shows it too, and you can Google Sobel Nadine, 1920, and you'll see it too. The spirit body stands up, and then there's an electromagnetic pull. Like, here's the thing, and I know I want to get back to the aliens, but this is also crucial, too, because it leads right into them.
Hold on. Mr. Brack.
Yes.
Mr. Brack. You know what? I want you to hold that thought, and we'll get back to that. We need to have a track right now by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Broadcasting 11, Brother Hull. We need a track right now, and we get back to that thought. But hold that thought, okay?
Okay.
All right. Brother O.
I'm tired of broken streets collide, not getting no rest unless the baby sleeps, or even then seems like we're trying to creep. Tired of paying taxes, black folk complaining that crime don't stop. I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do. No stress, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just like that. Every day, all day. No stress, no, a sweet caress from me to you.
All right, so we're back. This is Terra Strength. This is the Know Your Right Show. We have UFO researcher, Mr. Eugene Braxton, on with us. So we're going to get back to the show. Mr. Braxton, are you still here?
I'm here, Terrence.
Okay, good. All right, so you were finishing your thought on that last part, and I want to get to another question very quickly. So go ahead and finish what you were saying. You were wrapping up.
Okay, yeah, that was a nice song, too. I was checking it out. yeah, they were getting down. Are they from America, or that singing group?
Country, yes.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So, I just had to say. So, yeah, we come out of our bodies. Our spirit body comes out involuntarily without our permission. It recharges in the electromagnetic energy. And then it comes back in. That's why you go into deep sleep. That's why you're paralyzed. And also, now, during that, now, some people mistake the sleep paralysis for abduction paralysis. Actually, a move where during our natural sleep paralysis, the aliens can then work not actually on our physical body, but work on our spirit body, which sometimes is knocked out just as you are, just about 5 or 6 feet above you. And they work because they're spiritual, and they work on our unconscious spirit body. And people refer to that as an astral abduction. So it's going from alien abduction to astral, where they're literally working and dealing with our spirit body. And they're in control of our levels of consciousness, especially if the person's a rookie in any kind of thing dealing with the inside worlds.
I have a quick question. So why are they taking people? Why are they abducting people? What are they doing with them? Are they studying them, or are the people supposed to be abducted? Like, what's the purpose of it?
It's basically, in reality, it's basically they're using the humans genetically. There are a lot of sex operations and manipulations that they do. Like, they'll try to drive the person. They will drive the person to orgasms. There's been rapes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's bad. Bad. It's some bad stuff.
So you're saying they're abducting humans to rape them and stuff sexual?
The rape and stuff is a side pleasure. Mainly they extract the DNA, they extract the ovaries, the eggs, and the sperm. Presumably to mix into their genetic gene pool. In fact, do you remember the Barney and Betty Hill?
Yes.
Okay, now, so Dad was friends with Barney Hill because Barney was from Philly, just like us.
Okay.
So we used to go up to their house and hear their story, like every summer and every winter, for about 4 or 5 years before we moved out of state. But they were very interested in Barney, who was black, his bone structure. They wanted a black bone structure for their bodies if they could. Because, you know, it was cement-like hard compared to the others, and they knew that. And that's one of the details that the Hills never released to the public. The doctor knew about it, Dr. Simon, the medical hypnosis. But that was something that wasn't released. Now, I did a documentary of her in 99 that's never been released. And it was a 3 hour, she said, her longest ever. So, and I pumped her in everything that I knew about the aliens and about other things. And that was one of the things she released. But they are interested in bones and the bone structure of the blacks. But what was the question or what?
You know what? You know what? I was like, what? I'm like, they're taking them. Okay. You know what? We get back to that. We have a caller in there. Call one. Who am I speaking with on the Know Your Rights show?
I'm Nicole, calling out from Charlotte. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for joining
us. I had a question. Thank you. I had a question because I was listening to it, and it's very interesting. Someone was telling me about a dream they had, right? And in the dream, they actually saw a UFO come down. And in this dream, men were going inside the UFO, and the woman was standing outside. And the woman was screaming, you know, stop, don't take them, give me time. And there was three aliens standing outside the doorway. It looked like it was a house, but behind the house was a spaceship. And all these men were coming out. And then this figure, you couldn't see their faces, but it looked down, and you could see it was an alien. And it didn't say nothing, and it pointed, and then the men started coming out. What would you, I mean, what was your analyzation on that?
Well, the first thing I would ask myself is if this person is of a good, character, intelligence, if she's sound, she's not crazy or nothing. That's what I would say. It's someone I could trust their word in. And then the doctors do that too. They see who is this? And they look at the background and see if she's reliable or truthful and honest like that. But if she's sound otherwise, it sounded like she was telling the truth exactly. Because, like you said, there were a few of the aliens there, and usually they come in groups. It's rare that you get one one-on-one, because a human fully awake or enraged could throw an alien around pretty well. But so it sounds super like she was telling the truth. And the fact that now some people say that this might have happened in real life, where they were actual people out there, but since it was a dream, they all might have been in spirit form, or she, you know. But the fact, so it's an interesting thing. I do believe it, and they do hide behind houses, because I was at a haunted mansion once, and one was hiding behind the woods of that mansion, and so they're stealthy, they're sneaky, and they come. When you're weak or your levels of consciousness are low, but she remembered the dream, and something made her remember. It wasn't like she was making it up. She remembered what had happened, but she was just in a different level of consciousness. But the fact that she remembered after she woke up, because you know how dreams usually fade away once you get up? Mm-hmm. She remembered this. That showed that it was more than a dream, because she remembered it days and weeks after it happened. And that's not a normal dream. I believe it.
Because she usually dreams a lot, and she has a photogenic memory, so she always remembers all her dreams. But the fact that I asked that question, because you were talking about the spiritual realm with dreams, so to actually see that in a dream form, and to see that the spaceship was actually behind the house, because once the men came out, the spaceship lifted.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, put those two together to hear you saying about, you know, actual alien abductions and then the dream realm being in the spiritual world, and the two together to actually see that in a dream but not have an alien abduction.
Yes. Wait, say that last sentence again.
To actually see, because when you describe the difference between the spiritual world, right, in the dream form, and then to actually have people out there that have alien abductions, but to see that actually in a dream, what would you, you know, say about that, you know, actually happening in that form?
Because of what she saw and her memory of it afterwards, I would have to say she's telling the exact truth. And I'm not surprised that she's had other kind of dreams, because in that world, it's mainly a nonverbal visual thing. So the better your eyesight and observation and memory and dream memory, the better you'll remember. And there's ways to improve the dream memory or spiritual memory, because some people have a strong spiritual experience and won't remember it. Like they might get up to God's level in a dream, or think they might have a strong experience and think it was a dream. And there's a lot of people who have a regular dream and then think it was a strong experience. But you can have those things through a dream. And people should not underestimate the dreams because it leads to all those other doorways. And yes, yeah, she saw what she saw, and she described it well too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't go around saying that stuff just for nothing, you know, because people think they're crazy. I guess she trusts you a lot. And because, you know, like with UFOs, just like life after death back in like the 70s, you couldn't really, you still got to be careful talking about UFOs, although it's allowed to. But back when we were kids, and your parents would think you're crazy, huh? You kept talking about aliens. Like, you know, back then.
Yeah, that part.
We didn't want to hear that.
But I do analyze dreams, so that's why they were comfortable for actually explaining that to me.
And
so that's why.
A dream? How's
yes,
your dream life?
Excuse me?
How's your dream life? Is it active?
I'm a dreamer. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm a dreamer. I could remember my dreams when I wake up, or it's like I always say, God wakes me up, and then I remember at that moment, and then later I'll forget about it, and then if something that happened, it'll bring every little detail to remembrance. So you know, I've always been able to do that, and so people have been comfortable with me for the longest because I've actually been able to analyze the dreams and actually tell them what's going on, and then a week or so later, they'll say, wow, what you said, it happened, such and such. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. The blacks have a high amount of psychic ability. They were tested by the white scientists back in the 40s, and we have, in fact, the number one ability of all the groups, and we had to learn how to use it. The black people were tested back in the 1940s for psychic abilities and compared them to all the other groups. The blacks had the number one psychic capacity and ability. Now,
wow.
this is an ability we have to practice and use because we have it really strong. Just like, remember that Darth Vader in that movie? He was a black. He was dressed in black. It's a lot of interesting things, but the more that we learn about our real inner self and our subconscious mind, the mind that we dream with, the more we will be a completed human being. You know, we'll be a person who is attuned to both worlds at the same time. And while in either world, he's also receptive to messages from the other world. Like when you're dreaming and you hear an alarm clock in the dream, it's an interesting thing. And it's a worthwhile field of spiritual science.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, you know what, Mr. Baxter, we're going to talk about that. Thanks for calling us. Thanks for calling in, ma'am. I hope you answered your question. We have a track next about International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. But thanks for calling in, ma'am. And we're going to, Mr. Baxter, after this track, we're going to talk about melanin and what it does for us very briefly. Like I said, it's going to probably.
Yeah, we still got life after death, too.
Yes.
You got to tell them there is a life after death. And I can tell you detail by detail about it.
Okay. So let's get this track with Brother O. Brother O.
So tough, so empty, full with life, not just strife. sun, the earth revolves. And even if we don't evolve, don't change, the universe still rearrange itself. The universe still rearrange itself. No help from human hand, just natural plants. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
For that, brother. All right, family. So we're back. This is the Know Your Rights, Know Your Rights show. I'm your host, Terrence Strength, and tonight we have the irrepressible Eugene Braxton dropping knowledge on us about near-death experiences, dreams, other phenomena, UFOs, alien abduction. So call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So, Ms. Braxton, so you were talking to the previous caller. You were saying some things. I want you to talk briefly, give us a space, about this whole issue with melanin, because you were just talking about the differences between the ethnic groups with being receptive to spiritual energy, I guess, and what role melanin plays in this.
Yeah, melanin, I know about it, but I'm not a super expert. But I do know that because of the melanin that the people of color have, especially the blacks, psychic-wise, it amplifies their psychic abilities and heavily. And that's why that expression of mine is a terrible thing to raise. It's super true. But the melanin is filled in every cell of our body and brain. Also, melanin has memory. And there's such a thing as cellular memory. Like when people feel their ancestors who went through slavery. This is where a lot of people who say, I was reincarnated, I was once a princess, she may have been, instead of being reincarnated, she may have been feeling cellular, her great-great-great-grandmother, who was the actual. But with reincarnation, I don't think that people come back as multiple things in multiple lives. I think that God made every human super unique, and that we have one life to live and to get to know him fully, and then that's it. We leave this earth plane and go up to the higher levels of attainment. But melanin is the one thing that you need to be psychically super is melanin, and we have it overwhelmingly. Melanin is worth more than gold or by the ounce. That's why you see a lot of, that may be why you see a lot of black people disappearing. Here's the thing, too. I used to work in the hospital. I worked there for 14 years. I used to work with the Temple Police. So it was promoted, and Michael Jordan at that time was the spokesman, promoted that any black But any ethnic, especially black, who either was shot, this is in North Philly where I was born, who either was shot or came in and died or happened to die, that the main thing was to get those organs, and then usually it brought them to some hospital to go into some rich country who could afford them. But, and so I looked into that, and the melanin that we have in our bodies gives us so much better things, better organs, better reflexes, better neurology, where we're quicker. And you've seen the speed of Bruce Lee. And a lot of that came from any kind of melanin that was in him, even though he was super unique too. But the blacks are, that's why, and they've been limited to certain activities, or they have limited themselves to certain activities, sports, music, that kind of dancing, that kind of stuff. But you've seen the diamonds in our race, what they could do when they had a full education and in a fair way. And with us, usually whatever we get into, especially if it's something legit, there's always going to be some struggle and fight, and just like with anything. But the melanin is the super thing that we have that the other groups don't have. And we're using it, but we have to use it more fully to become a complete human being. And one way you can do that is with spiritual knowledge and spiritual development, because it naturally cleans you out. The meditation, and it's not the posture, it's the deep breathings, because there's electromagnetic energy in that air. Your physical body breathes in the oxygen, especially if you get real good oxygen, like out in the country. You know this difference when you drive out the city and you get up near White Marsh, you know.
Right.
That air is better. You can smell the grass. You can smell the pine trees. And you get really strong up in that real good air. I moved to Ohio where it was cleaner. And so outdoors, nature, anything healthy is good for you. But we breathe in the oxygen just like in the spirit body. We absorb it involuntarily. But if you're in astral body form, having an outer body, you can take a deep breath in and breathe in that cosmic energy. You can also do it during a dream too. And it's the breathing that will keep you awake. You can switch from going to sleep into literally walking into your dream. And we'll get into that too. There's a lot of things to talk about. But melanin, I don't want to go too deep into that because the other things are way more important or just as important.
I want to give a taste. We have another caller in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with?
Hello, can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Oh,
yes,
hi. Hi. My name is Abena, and Mr. Braxton, I actually spoke with you last week. I'm in the Bronx. And I want to say this is just, like, awesome because, you know, as I was commenting, you know, our people need a safe space to be able to discuss these topics because so many of us, you know, black people are very interested in this. So I wanted to ask you, what was it that happened when you were 15? Was that the first galactic experience that you had?
The first really spiritual ones started with the dreams, like heightened dreams, lucid dreams, vivid dreams. And then they started with out-of-bodies. But then the near-death is the actual first. In fact, the near-death is like a graduation present from all the other stuff I had been through. And I got so used to having the out-of-bodies and dreams and lucid dreams back-to-back. Like I would have six in a row, and they'd come in different orders. So after 10 years from 6 to 16, I could tell the difference between each one. And each one had a different level of consciousness, a different level of conscious awareness. Where some you might be super awake and the others you almost might be fully asleep. But it's that breathing that promotes the continuity of consciousness where you can remember every single stream of event during the dream instead of having gaps. Because me and Terrence were talking today and he said he was doing something in a dream and then he was suddenly here. That's a lapse of consciousness, which is natural. But with the breathings and crystals, too, you can fill in those gaps and be more awake during the gap, and you can remember them later when you wake up. Like if you put a few crystals and you do those breathing regularly, you'll remember your dreams way more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be crystal awake in them. And while you're doing that, you'll be naturally inclined to change your diet, change your thinking, and change your behavior. You'll start with the diet, then you clean that up. And you'll get away from meat and more to vegetables and fruits and juices. And sometimes it takes a person to be really sick to get that way. But the meditational breathing will promote the fasting. And those two things will elevate you even faster. Because I was at a point in my 30s where I wanted to get more abilities, more powers, and I wanted to do it fast. I was younger, I was in a hurry. And these abilities were valuable. Because one of these experiences can magnify your knowledge of what you can receive and automatically know 1,000-fold. And that's what mysticism is about, immediate knowledge or intuition directly from God without a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're into. Mm-hmm. That's what the blacks. Because we're the most spiritual group. Every group has said that. They know it. Because we know there is a real God. And they see that we know. But a lot of groups have cut themselves off because of the preachers, because of, you know, the translations, whatever. But we fully believe, and it's time for us to get into that God energy and become one with it. That's also the mystic stream, to have a conscious one-on-one merging with God, who is our Father and who created us.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a quick quote from the book. Human beings were created by the Creator in such a way that ecstasy, spiritual level, is the only dependable mode of conduct / control for sentient beings. Ecstasy is also associated with that process of transformation between life and death. So the book is super good. And if you do get it, go to my website, not to Amazon. They take 90%. But, Abina, it was good. Yeah, it was good meeting you. I will be at one of your workshops because, you have something really good going on. And I like how the East Coast of Blacks are really getting into the spiritual thing. And it'll be a good influence on the other Blacks who are into the street or into the way of the world. That's not a good thing, especially how it's turning out now. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we have is through God or through spirituality. And that's a good escape. It'll keep you away. You'll have a barrier of protection when you keep God fully in your life, like you mean it second by second.
Mm-hmm.
You
said a barrier of protection?
Yeah, you'll have a barrier of God's protection. And, you can literally, in this world and in the spiritual world, you can do anything you want. It just takes longer here. And God speeds up the time of attainment because people change their minds. People get angry. Like a kid says, I wish you were dead. And then 15 minutes later, he's sorry. So we don't get what we want as fast here as we do in the astral world. Like if you said, I want an apple, it would peel right in your hand. Because that world is thought actuated. So is this, but it takes longer. The timing is slower down here because of the repercussions with humans, you know. And so, and up there, if you say, I want a truck to fall on my head, it will happen, but you won't even get hurt. But here, so it's different. But once we learn to navigate both worlds, you'll be able to do anything in this world that you want. But by that time, there won't be hardly anything in this world that you will want. You only want to be with God.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, I hope he answered your question. Thanks for calling in. We have another call waiting, but I appreciate your comments, and thanks for calling in. And please, check out our next shows, please. I think we have another call in the queue, Mr. Braxton. Caller 3. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Terrence, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Hall of Famer?
Doing good, Kara. Just loving listening to you guys talking. I want to just tell him one comment here. So I've been fasting for almost 30 years. I fast every single year now, once a year for 30 days. usually just water or my homemade juice, and that's it. I even have a home colonic system and all that, so I really take it very seriously.
That's and how long have you been doing this?
30 years. I was very sick 30
good.
Years ago, and you mentioned a lot of people start if they're sick, and that was in my case. And now I do it just every single year. It's amazing.
That's outstanding. In fact, Sam and I started in 91, about 28 years ago. So, and how's your health?
Cool. I'm sorry, you were what?
Yeah, Sam and I started about 30 years, around that same time. But how's your health been with the fasting and stuff? You probably don't get sick anymore.
Up until 2 years ago when I got COVID, seriously, I am 61 now. I was not on one medication, and I'm still not. Not one medication in 30 years, nothing. I used to run circles around 2 30-year-olds. Okay? I mean, amazing. I never went to the doctor, never had any health issues. God is good.
Yeah, we're in the same age group, and we're careful about our health, you know. We're the age group who refuses to get old.
Yeah, everything in my life, though, is vegan, a vegan lifestyle, organic, everything. In my home, all my supplies, everything. I take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you dream and stuff or have psychic
I've had meetings with God. So that's why I was listening to you and just thinking, wow. I mean, he's woken me up out of a dead sleep to tell me things. I've seen him. It's been amazing. I get premonitions if something bad is going to happen to someone. So it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fasting super promotes the psychic abilities. Like if you don't do the breathing and you just do the fasting, that'll get you the psychic powers too. But if you combine both, there's breathing exercises plus the fasting. That's good. That's like a master faster.
Well,
that's
it saved my life. It saved my life. So now I teach it. I'm a nutritional health coach. I'm a recovery coach. So, God is good.
That's good. That's a weird thing. And I know you'll remember how when you're fasting, you'll get hungry and then the hunger pangs will just go away. You know?
I don't even get hungry. When I fast after 3 days, my hunger is, I've been doing it for so long, and my hunger is gone. It's amazing what your body does.
Yes, and you're just walking around, but you don't eat. You know, you might drink juice or something or water, but you don't eat. And I don't even lose, I'm not fat. I'm like lean to medium. I'm not, but I keep a steady weight, and it really just cleans you out fully. All the junk, all the sugar, the McDonald's, all that crap. And when you start fasting, you don't even want that stuff anymore.
I've been vegan for so long, I don't even crave any crap ever. And I'm a vegan chef, so my lifestyle is really healthy. But you know what's funny? What I did learn a long time ago was that you won't lose weight if you do it properly, because your body on one hand thinks you're starving itself, so it has to hold on to it. So you won't just lose weight. It keeps you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The body knows what to do.
Yeah, I would gain muscle. Yes.
Yeah.
The girls like slim down like a movie star, and the guys get like jacked. Mm-hmm. You would think that you'd get weaker, but you actually get stronger, especially if you take the vitamins just the fast. I used to do a fast without the vitamins. And I said, oh my God, I got to take vitamins. You know. But the fasting is nothing like it.
Yeah. I've done 60-day water fast for my health. It cured my cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. Most I've done maybe is 5 days.
Oh,
but, wow.
Okay. So you're a baby at it. You're a baby at it.
Well, that's all that I need, though. That's all.
No, I'm
because
teasing
I have,
you.
Because sometimes you can get super brittle during a fast, where you have to be careful walking and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
But it's definitely, because that's what Jesus and Moses would go up to the mountains, fast for 45 days and come down with the Ten Commandments and stuff. Yeah. Fasting is a super spiritual thing you can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Terrence, this is a beautiful show, man. I just want to say thank you to both of you, man. This is gorgeous. I love it.
Thanks, Nick.
thank you for calling in. This is one of our hosts, one of our leaders on this network, Jerry Petito. Jerry, when is your next show? I know you just had a show not too long ago. When is your next show?
My next show is Tuesday, May 3rd, 9:30 p.m.
Okay. Jerry Petito show. She's Hall of Famer on this Hall of Famer on this network, and we all look up to her. So
yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. She's very amazing. She's very Petito.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have another track by Brother O in the Radio Internet Hall of Fame, broadcasting legend, Brother O. Brother O, what you got for us? Brother O, I like that. Everybody's eating good. All right, so calling family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is the Know Your Rights show, and I'm your host, Terrence Strength, and we have America's Mystic, Eugene Braxton, on with us this evening. Calling family. So I think we have another caller in the queue. Corey, who am I speaking with right now? Who am I speaking with?
Yes. This is your twin Jesus. Yes, for the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominees, ain't we though? Oh, so hey, Terrence, honor to the panel, honor to the guests tonight. Hi, and yo, Terrence, this is up my alley. So it was so lovely to hear the brother when I jumped on a little bit later. Honor to everybody. Honor to your families. To the best to everybody and peace of mind to everybody in these times across the world. Be gentle with yourself and with children. And I'm doing the same. So I'm in love with the brother that is a researcher, excuse me, for not remembering your name so quickly. I'm sorry, but welcome. Yes. And when the brother spoke about, he was speaking about the spirit realms, yet it's so different here in the physical world. Because, right, in all of our worlds, even in the kingdom of heaven, in the Kepler system, well, the kingdom of heaven, depending on what realm you're in the castles, the kingdoms, the golden castles, which you can have access to see while you're standing on this planet that is not forsaken from anybody. Jerry Petito spoke about how she saw God, wakes her up out of her sleep. So anyway, that's how it is. The fruit trees, the fruit comes to us unless you're in the lower realm and you have to grow to the higher realms. But when we eat fruit in the heavens, like, you could just call the grape to you, and it'll come to you. It could be, like, what's called 1,000 miles away. But what's 1,000 miles away here on the planet, on the surface, is only, like, two houses away in the physical, with a physical human eye. And the eye, of course, can see way further. Like, you could see Africa. If your house is in Ohio, you would see Africa across the street if you was in heaven. You see what I'm saying? Yep. So when the brother spoke about, he was speaking not only about the kingdom of heaven, because where I'm from in Atlantis, we live over the heavens in the solar system with the Orion constellation and so many more. I'm not going to go into that right now. But even in Atlantis, in our worlds, we walk on water, what's called walk on water. We fly. We can fly here, too. It's already been done. I can fly for the past 7 years now. Yo, T, my feet been coming off the ground for 7 years, but us Atlanteans, we are extraordinary aquatic beings in flesh and blood. We haven't been here in 13,000 years, you know what I'm saying, since my father, the real Noah, you know what I'm saying, came through the great flood. So the family of Noah, bloodline of Enoch, we're all here, all of the royal families, like the brother spoke about, the Lemurians, Atlantis, Lemuria is here. They got wiped out by a disagreeable race outside of the atmosphere of Earth. We are all here. Many of us, like me, but there's other millions, we come back from the future, so we already saw all of this shit. We already won. We remember. We can see inside your body, see inside the planet, see inside all buildings on the planet. We can see NASA underground. We can see inside the Pentagon. Nothing is forsaking. This is the book of Revelations. We come to reveal what no man has seen or heard before with your human eye, but there's an eye behind the eye. There's an ear inside the ear in this conversation. It's just powerful because now when we clean the earth and send you all back to heaven and send you back to your star constellations, when we clean the earth and reset this planet, the original planet that is, we're standing on a copy. many of us engineers, so we build worlds. I built this paradigm that you're standing on with other engineers. And so we'll be able to build, there are portals inside the earth that we use as engineers and avatars to, we use the power of our mind the same way we built them heavenly thrones sitting up there in the Kepler system called the Kingdom of Heaven, which is the prime world, which is the sun that you are looking at right now. But that sun will pass away. That's in your Bible, in Revelation. Your sun will pass away. The heavens will pass away. Why? Because we built you a new heavens. All that you went through on the planet, why would you incarnate back to the old heavens? None of us are going back. We're all rebuilding all of the paradigms, all of the star systems before all of those who are standing in flesh and blood, because we got to reset not only the heavens, not only the planet, but we are resetting the entire solar system. Those are us older ones. We're older than teeth. We've been in existence over 76 trillion years. We are the ones who have been in an existence before the heavens was even thought of. See, I know you know God, but wait a minute.
The brother brought it up before, the Illyrian. So wait a minute. There are other beings. We have our own parents, our own rulers. Like there's a heavenly father. There's also a heavenly mother, but they didn't put it in the Bible unless you know how to read the Bible through your spirit. You see what I'm saying? So I just want to say all of that, and I'm going to leave it right there. But me and many others, Atlanteans, we are setting up the new infrastructure for the new golden age, and I will see y'all on the other side. We get ready to clean the earth, and we will rise. It will be a flash. You will not remember, and we will stand in glory with what you call God and what you call your supernatural family that is not in flesh and blood, and we will rejoice, and we're going to slide on rainbows with Michael Jackson like a mug. I love y'all. Take care of yourself. Take it easy on yourself. And all of you who are the go-to person, remember to pay yourself. That's what we came to earth for energy exchanges, and to love humanity in a way that humanity has never been loved before. Take it easy on yourself. Understand, everybody is not going to agree with you. Everybody won't understand you. The key is that you must understand you and get into your soul and know that the heart is the way. The heart is the way. Much love to everybody. Thank you. Jesus.
That was Jesus, the one who pleases us. Thanks for calling us.
Very nice. Wait a minute. She has a show coming up on Saturday. And she's back on WBNN. Jesus, talk about your show coming up on Saturday.
Yes, it's Jesus' show. I am going to drop the mic. You don't want to miss this at all. Even bring the children. I know you guys. Jesus spits fire. I know. Just relax. Kick back. Grab your drinks. Grab whatever. Light a candle and have a sound mind so that I can make love to your heart from the gospel and the power of our Creator. Jesus Show, Saturday, April 16th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Come join me, family of light. Come join me.
There you go. You heard it.
Thanks, Miss.
He's back. Oh, my goodness. That was great. All right. So Mr. Braxton, we've had some interesting conversations and questions.
Yes. More can be learned through ordinary conversation than in all the arts and sciences. Yeah, it's good to listen to people. Right?
That's true. What is the most important takeaway from near-death experiences, in your opinion?
That people get to see that they will regain consciousness after death, but there is a fair and easy judgment where if you just believe that He is God, and had believed that while you're alive, then that's His only main requirement. You'll be asked about other things, but that's His number one thing, if you believe. And once you're in, once you pass that, you're in. And then you extend to the higher levels. Because after that judgment, which is fair and easy, and at the judgment, after the person's death, while God is judging you, and God comes to you, there's no way we could ever go to God. He spiritually comes to you in a symbol that you will see as God. Mine came as a sun sphere, and other people have had that too. But if you come to a little kid, it may be a grandpa in a rocking chair. So God will come to you in the way that you know Him in your mind, and you'll be fairly judged. And a lot of times the person, just like the picture on the front of my cover, is levitated into the air with arms outstretched. And when God comes to you face to face, mine was about 50 yards away. And once you are, God forgives you before the judgment. He forgives you before He even judges you. Then He judges you as long as you believe. That's His only in prime thing. The others are important too, how you treat others and how you treat yourself. But before that, have you believed that He was God? And in that world, belief is everything. And you don't have to, when you see Him coming, you know it's God. And there's a mixture of primal ecstasy and primal fear when He comes. You're shaking with both happiness and honorable fear, a respectful fear of a deity, of a grandfather, of a grandmother. It's not a fearful fear. It's a reverent fear. And because you know this is God and he's coming to you. It's my time. But it's if you believe you're in. And once you get in, you are cleansed and purged of your physical sins. And then further, when you're purged by light, spiritual, different colors for different people. But a lot of times they're orange, red, and white. Mine were orange, red, and white. The red forgives you fully and fills you with love, an orgasmic type of love. You know, that's where the levels of nirvana and bliss are associated with. It forgives you first. He cleans you first, fully, spiritually and physically. Then he forgives you with the red light. This is what happened to me. And then the white light, you need a full purging and a renewing of your soul, spirit, and mind before you can even get to him. And it's the white light that causes those permanent effects. And I was able to remember all of mine. There was 5% of my near death that I didn't remember. But we'll get into that later.
Outstanding, outstanding. Mr. Braxton, we have another caller in the queue. Caller 5, who am I speaking with this evening? You on the Know Your Right show? We have UFO researcher Eugene Braxton on. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Terrence. This is Mo Garman. How you doing tonight?
How are you doing, Mo Garman?
I wanted to call in and support your show, and I have a question for your guest, Mr. Braxton. Well, not really. Yeah, I do have a question. I had a dream several years ago that was so vivid that it never left me. I had a dream I was being rolled literally onto one side. I had gone through, I guess I need to preface this by saying I had gone through a lot emotionally during that time, and I guess I was seeking a lot of relief. I was praying a lot, and I was fasting. In the dream, I was moved to one side of my bed, and my arms were lifted above me, and I woke up in the middle of this movement, and I felt a presence in the room. I don't know if it was one or two, or I couldn't tell you, but I felt a presence in the room. Could that have been more than a dream?
Definitely was more than a dream, since you still remember it now. And because of the way you explained it and what happened, I can easily tell it's more than a dream. That actually sounds like a possible abduction.
Really?
Yes. Now, were you in the air, or were you just pushed to the side and then your arms were lifted up?
I was pushed. I was in the air, and then I remember coming down and getting back in my body. That's the only way I can describe it.
I would say that that's an astral abduction. It weren't attempted when you woke up, because the person can both, the person has the both physical and spirit body. So a lot of times you can tell what's happening in one body from the other body. Just like a person can come out their body and look down and see their physical body, but if they were touched, you could also feel it in the spirit body, just like when a person's on an operating table and they come out their body and they're looking at the doctor down below. When the doctor starts sawing on them, they can feel it on their spiritual arm, even though it doesn't hurt them, but they can feel it.
Right.
So, that sounds like it, especially you felt the movement, and that's what woke you up. Because even though they're not even moving your spiritual arm, your physical arm still felt it, even though you're asleep. Yep.
Right.
That's what that sounds like. Now, were you glad that you woken up, or how did you feel, like the emotion? Was it
I remember sitting there saying, was that real? I still remember it. I remember feeling like, was that real? It feels like something's in here, you know? It just did not feel, it felt surreal to me.
Was there any kind of alarm or threat or feeling of being that this was not right? Or,
no, I didn't feel like that.
Or did you just let it happen?
I just let it happen, yep.
Okay, that's also good to do, too. It's good that you controlled your emotions, you know, because that's one of the main things. And the breathing and meditations will help, and the fasting help people control their emotions so that when you get in those realms, you don't overreact, which you didn't. You just calmly notice it like a Lady Spock and allowed it to occur. That's good.
Right.
Because most people aren't like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
why.
Well,
I'm glad it happened that way.
Yeah, but that's the blacks have a high proclivity for out of body experiences. I read this in, and they were telling the truth, in a sleep journal. It was in a small article, and I think it might have been written by a black doctor, but it could have been white. But they tried. But yeah, we have we're very good in those psychic and spiritual abilities. We have to learn more about them and more about our own mind and subconscious mind. But that was good to remember that, and to remember that kind of experience, being in the air and then having possible something was moving your arms, and then remembering, that's good. Because a lot of times people are blanked out of it. They can be made to not remember, or a lot of times they just won't remember, or think it was something that's not real. When it actually was real, your spirit body was awake too while it was happening. That's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that since?
Has it happened since? No.
Okay. But still, even that one time, because once a person is awake outside of their body, they collect so much cosmic residue from that invisible energy that alone changes them, and they become more psychic. So that's good that happens. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Mom, when is your next show? He's one of our hosts on the show, Mr. Braxton.
Okay.
When is your next show?
My next show is April the 22nd, and it will be at 9:30.
Okay. I'll check some of these shows out.
Yes. Thanks for calling in, Mo. I appreciate it. All right. So I think we have final thoughts. I think it's in gozy time, so it's time to wrap this up. So what are your final thoughts, very quickly, Mr. Braxton? What do you want to take away from this show tonight? What are your final words for the show?
Well, there's a lot of detail to the near-death that maybe we can cover it later, like the death process, the life review, the merging with God, the white lights. And there's also a lot to cover with the UFO and the outer bodies and dreams and all that. But, and this is a quote from the book too. Upon attainment of the highest spiritual heights, we find that love and the desire to love assures us at last of happiness under the sun. And when we get to those high levels, that love will be the primary thing that the person finds. Like you can picture yourself on a mountain cliff looking out over the horizon. And as you look over, the sky, it becomes like ribbons of color. Also, you can see that stuff in a dream, but in a spiritual way, there's a lot to see. There's more in that invisible world than there is in the real world. And it's a fantastic thing to experience.
Well, thank you. We've enjoyed you tonight. I really enjoyed the show. And we might talk.
Terrence, one more thing?
Sure.
If anyone wants to get an autographed copy of the book, just go to my website. It's at braxton.vix.com. And Terrence might have a link. But or you can contact me on Facebook or something. And then I'll autograph it to you, mail it right out. And Amazon won't take 90%. Because that's a full rip. So usually it's best to get it right from the author. Because mm-hmm. then they're more likely to stay in contact or ask questions, galore, stuff like that. But, you know, there's tons of information if anyone's interested in any of that stuff.
Great. That's great. Okay, we put that on Facebook. We put that on Facebook and stuff. All right, thank you, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to ask our brother some questions. And this is for me, okay? And this is Brother Oladele. A lot of times in my dreams, I always dream what went on during my day throughout my childhood to last night. And, you know, it's always that, you know, that rush. Okay, something happened in my subconscious mind. It could be a sport. I could be dreaming about something I watched on a movie, something this man did to my heart. I never have nightmares. I always have good dreams, but it's always adventurous. Talk about that for a second, then I got another question for you.
What was your question about your dream?
Basically, like I just said, a lot of times in my dreams it's always adventurous. It's never nightmares or anything that's traumatizing. But it's always I'm always in adventurous mode. Now, where I go to sleep since the age of 9, I dream about music. Okay, boom.
Okay.
I think about soundtrack, blah blah blah, blah. And I come up with soundtracks for a lot of the shows, Bracken. So that's just kind of crazy, right? And then I'll go through whatever movie that I go into my mind in dreams, and then I dream about music when I get up. So talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, that's so many big hits, like some of John Lennon stuff and some of other have come from dreams from way back in the day. But that's an interesting thing when people can hear music in their dreams. And the auditory, the hearing part of the dream is the first psychic ability to awaken and blossom. And you start hearing things. Like a person could be walking. They hear someone call their name. They turn around and there's no one there. That's an opening of that first audio. But it sounds like you're it sounds like, because you say you dream about usually a lot of times what you did
all the time.
Like
I'm a DJ. You know what I mean? A lot of the soundtrack I do for a lot of our hosts here on this network, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I dream about. You know what I mean? And then I have a journal and I write it down right as soon as I get up. So I'm always active about my dreams, and my music is just outstanding. I'm in the Hall of Fame for it. And I want to thank the creator for that type of atmosphere. Go to sleep, I think about music, and then my dream. And then right, I'm talking about since the age of 9. Nothing's ever changed. And then right before I get up, I'm composing soundtracks.
Now, see, here's what should I call you, Dr. O or Mr. O or O?
It's okay. It's just Brother O.
Dr. O. Dr. O. Now, you're using both sides of yourself 24/7, because you're working and being a businessman and a creative, artistic type in the day, and then night you're using your dreaming mind to re-go over what you did and to plan for future events. That's the best way a person can use their mind to get that side to work on what their conscious side wants to do, because the awake conscious side is the boss, but the spirit side is a powerful helper and can do things that the conscious self can't. So you're using your awake mind and your subconscious mind when you sleep, and you're doing it regularly. That's really what everyone should do. Then they can live in both worlds and listen for messages and important information from both worlds at the same time. That's good.
Yes,
you're making the full use of your time and of your mind. Yep.
Yeah, well, now tonight's soundtrack was brought to you by Tara Strip. Okay, let that be known. Because a lot of times our hosts want to do that. They want to be DJ, and that's fine. Now, my second question is this. A lot of times, to me, it's a wonder. Not all the time. My mom or they're both deceased. My mom, they're gone for 19 years. My dad, we're almost 12. And every once in a while, maybe every 4 or 8 months, my mom or my dad comes to me, and it's always pleasurable. You know what I mean? It's just part of the dream. We're having fun. We're talking about old times. Or, I never really had a warning one time. And I remember my dad came to me in a white suit. There was a little warning there, and I took heed. And I'm not going through the details because it's not for y'all. It's for me, my creator, and my dad. But I remember those times. And what do you have to say a lot of times? Like, I don't always dream about my parents, but when they come, what is that, Braxton?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that people can communicate with deceased loved ones, but not in the way that we would like to, like as we're talking now. But the person cannot speak literally to the person, but they can always experience their presence of a loved one. And I think that can always happen and immediately happen. We communicate with them, and it's easier for them to communicate with us, especially via a dream, when we're in a better receptive mood, than it is for us to speak to them. And we should actually probably just mainly listen.
It's funny that, I'm going to cut you off, but I know myself, you know, in the planet world, I know my little sister, she's going to be real proud of me with this. You know, I already know in the planet world, you know, my moon is in Capricorn, which allows me to be the type of broadcaster, you know, in media that I am. You know, my sun's in Aquarius, which is more, you know, straightforward, you know what I mean, analytical, you know, a lot of people can't handle me. And I understand, all of that. And knowing who I am as a person, and of course, as, you know, born, you know, moon Cancer. But, of course, you know, a lot of times, you know, my parents always come, and it's funny you just said that. I always experience, you know, a teaching, you know what I mean, from my parents in those dreams. And it's always to go forward, to always set my, you know, plant my feet in the ground and go forward. Your comments before I go into mine, Ghosty Time.
My comments on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, the person can experience the presence of a loved, especially the close loved one. And it's not the same communication as we would like, but it does occur. And
No. Actually, I love it. No, that's not it. And I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Every time they come, I love it. It's an illumination. It's always what I need. It's always, when they come to me, it's always what I need. And, you know, maybe I'm, I know I'm a unique individual, but, you know, it's a wonderful thing when they come. It's warmth, and it's one of the best dreams I've ever had.
Maybe it's like they're saying that you're doing good and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because
like
one
that.
Of them definitely
okay.
said something if there had been any kind of, you know, warning or anything. But maybe it's like a reassurance you're on the right track, you know?
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. So we want to thank our wonderful guest tonight. The young man has done outstanding work for us, Mr. Tarrant Strength. And what more can we say about Know Your Rights? A lot of times they get a chance to, what's this show about? The name of the show is Know Your Rights. But what is your rights? It's right for you to be you. And that's what he always tries to share and does a great job in pronunciating those things. Tomorrow night, right here at WBNN, we have a young lady that is outstanding. Her name is Ava Holly, and the name of the show is called Casual Chat. That'll be 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time at WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. Hola, darling, Malay goes yet Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. That goes with my and gmail.com, and I am. Remember, in Father's Favorite Producer, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect. Shout out to my man, Huni Bakatun. We going as twins. But most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dela Malay Wingos, he's saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks that have been on Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Mr. Tara Strength. You have 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in this program.
Okay, so first of all, I want to thank our listening audience for sharing in on this great show with Mr. Eugene Braxton. I want to thank Mr. Braxton for coming on and sharing his knowledge and his experiences with us about near death and alien abductions and UFOs and dreams. This was a lot of fun. This is an outstanding show. I hope you guys have learned something. And I will see you guys in 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. I will see you guys in 4 weeks, and thanks for joining us. And please pick up a copy of America's Mystic Soft Near Death Riddle by Eugene Braxton. You can log on to his website where he sells the book. He is on Amazon, but I guess you better go to his website and post it on Facebook. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see you in a month, family.
Thanks, Terry.